Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Monday to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We had a great show planned for you today, but my first guest is completely missing in action. He checked in with Elisa. Wait, let me bring Elisa on. Hold on here. Sorry about that. Hi, Elisa.
Hey, Carl. How you doing?
Good. So Bud Jeffries checked in with you this morning.
At 9 o'clock this morning.
And said, I'm all ready. Let's go. And he's missing in action. Can't reach him on Skype. Can't reach him on his cell phone. Left him numerous messages, so sorry to say that that's one superhuman that will not be visiting us to discuss his story today. Anyway, we do have a good second hour show. Learn the secret to stop chasing pain with Dr. Perry Nicholson. That's going to be really interesting and important to all of us, including me, with new challenges with my lumbar spine. But anyway, we have an hour of radio to fill.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, this is my frustration about live radio. People who tape their shows, they can get out of this kind of a jam. You know, they just say,
well,
hey,
the reality is someone shouldn't say that they're going to come on if it's not possible, because that leaves us in a bind.
Yeah, and you know, obviously I understand things happen. People get their times wrong and stuff like that, but not when you've work so closely with them, and they even checked in with you in the morning. So I hope he's okay. I hope nothing happened to him. You know, he may have been. Oh, wait. He's actually reaching out to me right now. Hold on a second. Bud Jeffries, is that you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Elisa, thank you for staying with me long enough to get Bud on the line. How's that line? That worked out.
Oh, man. Okay. We had some terrible computer problems just a second ago.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. So anyway, we are doing an episode of Superhumans Among Us. I had Elisa spend some time on the phone with me just to kind of kill time until we could figure out where you were. Glad to have you with us. You've been on the show before.
Yes, sir.
But back then you were doing a campaign where you were actually going around the country and spreading the word about your anti-bullying program, right?
Yes, sir.
You still doing that, Bud?
Well, yes, sir, we're doing it, but okay, back then when I talked to you, I was doing it as a full-time live tour. So let me tell you what that meant. That meant I toured 9 full months of the year, the entire country. Like, I was 100% on the road for 9 full months. So now we're still doing that, but we're taking a little break from, I just didn't want to travel that much. I was traveling 40,000 miles a year by vehicle. I did 44 states of the United States, 300
wow.
shows, 1,000 shows in 3 years.
Wow. Now, what about did you see an impact from that?
Oh man. Yeah. I mean, yeah, cause I have boxes and boxes of cards and letters and things from kids and schools and stuff where, you know, where kids are able to say, hey man, I really appreciate what you did and you helped me in this situation. And not that I was able to, but you know what I'm saying? To somebody to stand up and tell them that you can stand up and be, you know, what you want to be and be amazing, or you can get ahead of things like bullying, or even people that were bullies being able to kind of be inspired to not be, you know, to just be nice to people, that to use whatever strength you have, that, you know, be it physical or emotional or whatever, to stand up for people instead of against people.
Now, I don't think we talked about your beginnings during that interview. So that, you know, as part of this Superhumans Among Us, where we turn the spotlight on people in our audience who portray and live a superhuman life. And just for the record, for those of you listening, I'm asking you to email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. If you know someone who is living the life of a superhuman, you don't have to be someone who's lifting gargantuan weight. But are you living a physical culture lifestyle? Are you living the type of life that we talk about on this show? It's not about having the ability, and we're going to talk about some amazing strength that Bud Jeffries has, but I don't want people to misunderstand the purpose of this segment. It's not about you being the strongest guy in the world. It's about you putting that effort forth to live that superhuman lifestyle. So if you know somebody, nominate them. We'll get them on the show. So, Bud, Where do you begin with physical culture? How do you get indoctrinated into this?
Well, you know, I actually, it actually started out as something that was just horrific. I mean, I actually had a car accident at 5 years old. And I was walking down the street.
Bud, did we lose you? I think you're fading in and out. I don't know if you have a wireless connection.
No, I'm on Skype with you. I've got a straight on connection here.
Okay, good. So you were 5 years old, and that's where we dropped you.
Yeah, had a car accident. A van hit me, and it crushed my hip, and it fractured my skull, and put me in the hospital for more than a month. Put me in a body cast for, geez, 3 to 4 months or more, and then I was in rehab for nearly a year after that. And the thing was, I had to learn to walk again, man. I had to start completely all over again. And in doing so, my mom got me interested in martial arts, or actually started taking me to martial arts classes to help build, flexibility and mobility and get the things up, just to be able to move around. And I'd always been interested in strength, and that really inspired me. And so I've been athletic in that vein since I was a little kid. And then I progressed sort of through the American system into football and got into strength and stuff like that. And now the bullying thing actually starts there too, because, okay, this is the 1970s, and, for rehab and stuff, there really wasn't a lot of rehab. And then during the time I was in those casts and couldn't walk, they're giving me all these cortico drugs and, all this stuff. And so I went in this cast as a little, wiry little thin kid, and came out 6 months later as a fat kid.
Oh. And so people were making fun of you. Yeah.
And then, and so later on, though, it turns around, because at, 13, 14 years old, I get interested in football, and I fall into this really this huge, huge blessing, man. I get in, and the school I went to that had football was a small private school in that year, and then I moved to a public school later, and then into college. But the school didn't have a weight room, and they said, you got to lift weights, you're going to play football. So there's a little local gym next to my house that I had no idea what it was. I'd just seen it. So I went in there, and it's an old-school powerlifting gym.
Okay.
And so from the first day, they actually kind of let me loose and just kind of watched me the first 2 days. And the third day, somebody walked in and said, hey, man, why don't you come work out with our powerlifting team? And so, like, literally from my jump start into lifting weights, into strength or whatever, I get into the old-school powerlifts, and I get taught the right way, and I start competing pretty much immediately. 6 months later, I was competing, and I won the state championship and won at 4 state records. And so then I went on from there.
Give me your best competition lift, squat, deadlift, and bench press.
Okay. Now, here's where we differentiate, okay? So I competed off and on in powerlifting through about 4 weight classes for about 14 years.
Okay.
Okay, so I went from being a kid. I won the Teenage Nationals at 275. With a 550 squat, a 320 bench, and a 500 deadlift. But later on, I got out of any kind of powerlifting gear, and my best lifts were raw, was an 800 competition squat, and then, a 4-something bench, and then a 650 deadlift in competition. But then I quit competing and started following my own path, and I got light years stronger. A couple of years after I stopped competing, I actually squatted 1,000 pounds raw. Now, I do my own way. So I do a bottom start squat, and I really started to follow. Here's what I think. You talk about this whole superhuman concept, Carl. I think you can follow the rules and do it the way that everybody else does, but if you're going to unlock your own potential, you got to find your own way.
Right.
And I really started to use a tremendous amount of heavy power rack work and went into that and just had some ways of training that the old guys did 100 years ago. And it just unlocked some strength in me that went nuts, man. My best in the competition range of lifts would be a 1,000-pound squat. Now, I didn't do it that way. I started at the bottom, but it was raw. So actually, technically, that's a little harder way. But again, that's what you want to do.
Scott Tavener, who I believe listens to the show from the UK, posted on today's show post, Bud is a beast. I'll never forget the challenge he put out about the 900-pound squat from the bottom position up. Awesome. So everybody remembers your bottom from the bottom up squat that you put up on the internet quite a while ago.
Right.
And that's a much harder way to do a squat, let's face it.
Absolutely. Takes all the stretch reflex out. So it's a much tougher way to do it. And at that time, I kind of got obsessed with tying or trying some of the old-time strongman feats, and that's really where I moved into the whole public show and doing the anti-bullying thing as a show, because I got obsessed with doing things like the way Paul Anderson did them, or the way, you know, some of the guys from the, like Herman Gorner and those guys did in the different show feats from 100 years ago. And then I just got obsessed with going to every possible direction of strength. I love powerlifting. I love competition strongman. I competed in strongman. I won the Florida championship in that back in the very early start when nobody was doing it. I competed in Highland Games. I competed in kettlebell lifting. I did Highland wrestling. I did a little bit of no holds barred fighting. I wanted to try some of everything, but here's what I found. There is so much to explore in the strength world.
Right.
That you just, man, it's an unlimited. It's a lifetime of things you can do. And you can be great at lots of stuff. You don't have to just be a heavy lifter.
It takes some courage. People get used to doing something and they become good at it, you know? And they kind of get stuck there. And it's almost like every day going to a fine restaurant for years and only ordering the chicken. You know, it's like you never try anything else. And you're absolutely right. If you should feel confident that if you're strong, that strength will translate to other things. So try some other things. Kind of get out of your comfort zone, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because there's so much to experience, and we limit ourselves, you know, so much. We really, really do in the possible experiences of life that we could do. In cutting out, you know, I want to live in this idea of a limitless philosophy, man. I think I can do anything. Like, all right, I'll give you an example. 2 weeks ago, my workout was super heavy one-arm dumbbell presses, and I've been having a real, you know, kind of real PR time in my life with them, getting some really great work with that. Tonight, my workout will be kettlebell snatches, and I'm going to shoot for 3,000 reps.
3,000 reps over what period of time, or just as long as it takes?
Probably just as long as it takes. I'll be shooting for something along the lines of 2 hours, but it may take up to three. You'll just see whatever it takes. It's just one of those. Depends on how horrible that gets after a while.
There's a picture on my Facebook page for today's show with you pressing a guy overhead, one-arm press, for a cancer fundraiser, right? Breast cancer fundraiser. Talk about that before we go into the break.
Okay, now some friends of mine put that they had it up at a gym in Tallahassee. Now the guy I'm pressing is Brett Fain, who is also a record-holding powerlifter. He's about 200 pounds, and I'm doing a one-arm press with him. And that's kind of one of my signature feats during a public show, because it really works great for a public thing. And if I walk into your place with a dumbbell, and you're a normal person, not a lifter, you don't know what that weighs. But if I walk in and grab an adult human and lift him overhead with one arm and a regular press,
right,
you understand that that's strong, because you understand, wow, that's a grown-up human being.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The general public can't translate a hunk of metal very well.
Right. You're absolutely
but they
right.
You understand a grown-up human, you know?
Yeah. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to get deeper into who you are, how you live, some of the things that maybe people don't know about you from what you put out on the internet. We're talking with Bud Jeffries. This is a discussion about the superhumans among us. If you know somebody who qualifies as a superhuman, they are working hard to live a superhuman lifestyle, please email their information to me at onair@superhumanradio.com so we can showcase them here for the audience. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at Bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
DJ Yoda, here we go.
Welcome back. Don't forget, the secret word contest is still in full effect. The winner will receive a kilo of Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum. That's 4 jugs of colostrum. Listen to the commercial breaks when you hear the secret word. Just email it into onair@superhumanradio.com and you're entered. The winner will be announced this Friday on Casual Friday. We're talking with Bud Jeffries as part of the Superhumans Among Us episodes that we're producing now to give more exposure to those in the audience who deserve to be heard from. Scott Tavener just graciously posted the link to YouTube video of an amazingly impressive feat of strength. And it is Bud Jeffries coming out of the hole from the bottom position with 1,000 pounds on his shoulders. No wraps, no squat suit, no straps up or straps down, just a belt. It's very impressive. Your hair was longer back then, Bud.
A little bit, yeah. I was also about 100 pounds larger.
You definitely were bigger. There's no doubt about it. But, I mean, That's amazing. You're down there. You're trying to find your position. I could tell you, you're trying to find where the bar should be right on your back because it's an unforgiving lift. Once you commit to it, you're either going to do it or you're going to crumble under it. And you get up about 80% up, you stick for a second, and then I can see you come down a little bit, and then you just push right out of it. It's amazing. And you even collapse in amazement on your knees from excitement that you actually did it, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know that, okay, you want to talk about this superhuman thing? Superhumans aren't created overnight, brother. That is the culmination. Like, people give me a ration of crap about that lift because I don't know how much of the clip he showed, but I totally freak out after. But let me tell you why. that was the culmination of a personal quest of 16 years to make that lift.
Could you imagine 1,000 pounds from the bottom? That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. It was quite a day. That was one of those days where I'd made that decision that if I don't make this lift, somebody's going to have to carry me out. They're going to have to call it.
You committed to it 100%. Okay, so let's talk about you for a second.
Okay.
What do you think would surprise people to know about you that they don't see from the exhibition videos and pictures and stuff that you post on Facebook and in your social media networks?
That they don't see.
Yeah.
I hope they'd be surprised I'm a lot smarter than I appear, because I kind of appear like this big barbaric, you know, monster who just runs around and lifts heavy things and does wild stuff. But, you know, I've written 8 books and we produced like 35 DVD series, and I try to keep a fully rounded life. I'm actually an ordained minister. That's one thing. I'm a non-denominational, actually myself, and because I do a lot of work in different places and schools and churches around the world, but I'm probably the easiest going minister you ever met.
Okay. What kind of books do you like to read? Do you like fiction? Do you like nonfiction? What do you read?
I'm kind of into both. I really like historical work.
Uh-huh.
I like motivational work as well. I like, you know, things and anything that interests me or gives me a new perspective, things about comparative religion, things about health, different books on health or whatever. And then also, but I do like fiction as well. I used to be when I was younger, I was heavily into Lewis L'Amour, and then I was into Robert Howard Brown a lot.
Sure, sure.
Robert E. Howard, I'm sorry. The creator of the original Conan series, right. Which is the original writer. I love that fiction work. But then anything that improves your brain, man, anything that gives you a more fully rounded life. I'll tell you something else they might not know. We grow a lot of our own food. Now you might see that if you pay attention to me on Facebook, you might see that. But
that's a very superhuman thing to do. When we talk about, do you have a small garden, or do you live on enough land where you can actually do some farming?
We do some farming. We live on enough to do some farming. We do in the fall. Even when I live in Florida, so it's warm weather, we can plant pretty much a lot of the year. But we do a smaller garden in the fall, and then a larger one in the spring. And do a little more variety of things in the spring, and then we do a lot of, you know, things to preserve the vegetables or keep them up, canning and that kind of thing. And then we do as much as is practical with that, especially considering to my schedule and time and all the things. So I truly think if you're going to be healthy and long term, and some people look at me and say, well, this guy's still, you know, okay. When they see that squat, I was 385 pounds. If you see me today, I'm between 285 and 290. I'm 100 pounds less.
Right.
Now I did that very specifically to be healthier. And also to really explore the possibilities of endurance, because endurance is such a huge thing. But it also has to do with food, man. And you can't not have those three pillars in health. You can't not have strength. You can't not have cardiovascular endurance. You can't not have good food. And I'm talking about, you know, chemical free and well done food to be healthy. You just can't have that. Those are immutable laws that you cannot ignore.
Right. And then, your endeavors into strength have really been pushing your body in directions that some would say are counterintuitive. Like, you love to do headstands, and you're a big guy to like be putting that kind of weight on your neck. Aren't you worried about that?
No, I'm not, because I'm fully prepared to do what I'm doing. I'm not. It's not like I just all of a sudden one day said, I never trained my neck. Let's do headstands. No, I've consistently trained. You know, okay, if I was a 300-pound guy who just came off the couch and had never touched a weight and didn't have traps and neck and the things that, you know, that come with building a relatively muscular, you know, old-school 300-pound body, then I'd be worried about it. But, okay, there's the thing. You got to consider that the variety in my workout would probably surprise a lot of people. I do quite a bit of yoga, a lot of flexibility work, mobility work, and then I get into stuff that, you know, one day might be absolute max squats, and the next day might be headstands and one-arm handstands and that kind of thing. And so, yeah, it would definitely worry me for somebody to do this who hadn't trained their neck. But, you know, in the old school vein of things, that's one of the most important things to train is neck strength, trap strength. And I found that there's so much more to be explored with balance and body control that most of us never touch. And you know, those things are are not the exclusive vein of the 112-pound gymnast.
Right.
And they're tough. They're tough, and you know, obviously the larger you get, the more exponentially tough they get, simply because of the physics involved.
Right.
The physics of a 6-foot-tall, 300-pound guy doing a headstand is way different than the physics of a 5-foot-1, 115-pound guy doing
right.
it. You've got 10 times the amount of lever and weight going against you, so it's a big thing. But you know, the reason I do that, number one, it just interests me to explore things. I'm very easily challenged by, and I kind of live by this principle: if one man can do it, another man can do it. If you can do something, then by God, I want to try.
Right.
I want to see where I'm at, because I really want to know how effective my training is. And I also want people to see, you know, inspire people. Hey, man, that guy's three times my size, and he did a headstand in a split. How come I can't get off the couch and go walk a couple miles and be healthier?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I want to take our next break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about your personal life, too. I want you to tell the audience more about family, children, that sort of thing. We're talking to Bud Jeffries. Bud, do you have a website you want to plug during
yes,
today's
show? Yes, sir. We just changed our website, and it is www.anunconventionallife.com. And that's the whole point of that, is a wide variety of strength, health, and improvement in every area. And we just don't do things the normal way. We do them better.
And so, unconventionallife.com.
Yes, sir.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to hotlogicmini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's hotlogicmini.com and coupon code SHR.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Stick around for the next hour when Dr. Perry Nicholson joins us to teach us the secrets to stop chasing pain. Right now we're talking with Bud Jeffries, a superhuman among us, part of the superhuman nation. And as you can see, just like all the rest of the superhumans, he grows his own food. He understands the importance that nutrition plays, not just in performance, but in health. So, Bud, are you married? I don't know the answer to that, and I think the audience would like to know that as well.
Yes, I'm married. In fact, I will be married for 20 years this February.
Congratulations. And any children?
I have one boy. A 19-year-old boy, yeah.
What's his name?
His name is Noah.
Noah. So is Noah following in your footsteps in any way?
Noah is following in one small part of my deal and actually creating his own amazing situation. Okay, so let me kind of explain Noah to you. Noah looks totally different than me, man. Noah is 6'2" and 190 pounds. Of just muscle that won't wait. And Noah has probably one of the strongest grips of any human beings alive.
Wow.
He also is very diverse. And this is something you talk about superhuman. I think you become a superhuman because of the influences around you. And here's what we did with Noah. We did everything we could do to get him around people who were amazing in some kind of a vein or another. Someone who created a limitless mindset in him just by hanging around them.
Right.
So and growing up as a little kid, he hung around 4 or 5 or more of the strongest people on the planet. And he hung around, hung around them as in, okay, he calls Dennis Rogers Uncle Dennis.
Gotcha.
See what I mean? It's that kind of a thing.
Right.
One of our friends who I think will maybe be on your show later, Peter Ragnar. He calls him like grandpa. I mean, it's that kind of it's one of those things that are, even though Peter, looks like my age, but he's way septuagenarian and much, much, much advanced to us, but amazing. What we want to do is create a mindset to him that was absolutely unlimited. So let me give you advance of stuff that he's done. He did a 1500 pound, quarter deadlift, hand and thigh lift. That's kind of his baby, his specialty lift. So you're talking about a partial lift, partial deadlift with about a 2-inch range of motion at the very top with 1,500 pounds.
Wow. And he had to hold on to the bar with his hands.
Well, now he does use straps heavy, but I've seen him do over 1,000 without straps.
Wow.
He's bent steel up into some of the biggest steel anybody's bent. If you know anything about steel bending from the old time tradition, there's a long bar called the Goliath bar, okay? That is 1.5 inches wide by 1/2 inch thick by 4 foot long. And to my knowledge, there are about 5 humans on the planet who've bent one.
He's one of them.
He's one of them.
Wow.
I bent one. He bent one. And then several other guys, John McGrath and a couple of guys have bent them. I've seen him do, ridiculous stuff. But he's also a high level jujitsu. So he's very into combat sports. Has sparred with world champions and professionals. He's also actually a national and state champion in sporting clay shooting. He was the grown up Masters champion in Florida one year when he was 16 years old.
Really? The adult champion at 16?
The adult champion at 16, okay? And he got into also trick shooting, and he's one of the – he's the only guy I can find. He says there's other guys, but he's the only guy I can – because he's modest. He's the only guy I can find who's ever pulled off this trick shot, okay? So there are one of the classic trick shots is to throw a coin in the air and shoot it out of the air.
Right.
So he started practicing this in our yard. And he started off with a BB gun because relatively safe. In other words, we're not just wild knuckleheads shooting firearms into the air.
Yeah.
We're being intelligent about things. And also it's cheap. So he used the Red Ryder BB gun from the Christmas Story movie. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Everybody's seen it. Yeah. Ralphie's gun. Yeah. Okay. And he practiced that and he got to where he could shoot a quarter out of the air and then a dime and then an aspirin out of the air with that little cheapo $29 BB gun. And then he actually, and we have this on video, so this is not Daddy just bragging ridiculously. This is a legitimately documented thing. He shot a BB out of the air with a BB gun.
So how can you see the BB in the air? I mean,
his eyes are so much better than yours and mine, Carl.
Really?
and his hand-eye coordination and anticipation skills are so much light years ahead of, you know, yours and mine, or just, you know, anybody else that it's not even funny.
That's amazing.
But again, it's a practiced skill, and he's been taught since he could speak. If another human can do it, you can do it. You can do amazing things if you simply work and concentrate. And that's the whole thing of achieving a life that you want, be it creating things or creating, you know, the life you want from money or keeping a marriage together. I mean, we've been married 20 years. We're one of the only couples that I know of that's still married after 20 years. But you know, it's all specific work, man. It's all doing the things to make your life amazing in every area, not just being strong, but being healthy, living a long time, being mobile and flexible and pain-free and having a wide variety of interests and, you know, and doing your best for other people to help those people, you know, there's so much more to life, man. I mean, I love lifting weights, but I don't want to lift weights every minute, every day.
Right. So it sounds like autonomy is part of the superhuman prescription as well, that having an autonomous life, one where you can pursue the things that you love. Is that right?
Absolutely. I think your life with it, if you're not pursuing what you want to do, and it doesn't necessarily mean you do it for a living, okay? Now, I like over the years of my life and growing up from a kid, I mean, I just was not the guy who could do a 9-to-5 job. You know what I'm saying? Now that doesn't mean I haven't worked regular jobs and I've spent I told this story. The first time I squatted 800 pounds was at 3 o'clock in the morning during a 70-hour work week in 30-degree weather.
Wow.
But it was because I didn't care what happened. I was going to do whatever I had to do to make those goals happen, be it work 70 hours or be it work out. And when I had a moment, you know, in the middle of the day or at absolutely any moment, you cannot give up on your goals or your passion. Doesn't mean you have to do it for a living, but you might be able to. And it doesn't mean that even if you don't do something for a living that you don't necessarily love with deep passion, but it fulfills your family life, it pays the bills, and it allows you the time or effort or money to do things that help people and give an expression to your life. And we are not here simply to, you know, shovel coal.
Right.
You know, now I believe you ought to enjoy whatever you're doing, and I believe any honest work can be enjoyed no matter what it is, even if it's not particularly in your vein of love, of passion, but some expression of your life ought to have the thing that sparks you in a way that nobody else thinks, that nothing else does, that in a way that's inexplainable, the thing that you love. Now, for me, a lot of it is strength, but obviously my son, you know, it does a lot more shooting than that. He still does strength stuff, but it's my wife loves to cook. She has a website we actually kind of jokingly nicknamed her the Food Vixen. and again, that's a whole thing of, you know, the food. And so she has this whole challenge of feeding these monster guys, you know, either me or the guys who revolve around my house or whatever, and giving us food that tasted awesome and kind of in the, you know, the classic ways of big, strong food, but doing it in ways that are healthy and smart, not just, you know, I believe you can eat pretty much anything as long as you create it from natural ingredients.
Right.
You know? And, so there's so,
what,
so much
what,
to that.
What's
so
her, much does she have so, a, does she have a website?
Yeah, the Food Vixen. She has thefoodvixen.com. She's on Facebook, and she's does some amazing food, and we really started doing that because, man, she made this amazing food. I mean, she's like a literal gourmet, man. In fact, I got a sweet potato pie sitting in the other room waiting on me right now. That's
that's funny.
Yeah. But that sweet potato pie, okay, had real grown sweet potatoes. It has a whole wheat crust. It has about 6 total ingredients, including whole wheat, coconut oil, honey, nutmeg, another spice or two, and sweet potatoes, and that's the entirety of what's in the pie.
Right.
So what's wrong with that? Nothing's wrong with that. We're just conditioned to think that pie is bad because it's pie. No.
Well, no, because the way most pie is made, there's 96 ingredients in it.
That's right. But if your pie is made the way it was made 150 years ago, when there was no chemicals to put in it, and it was with real food and has real nutrition, the difference in what I'm about to eat sweet potato pie versus somebody eating just a straight baked sweet potato is about, 20 calories.
Right.
There's no difference.
Right.
And it's so much amazing, and I started posting this food, man, and I started posting these pictures because it just looked amazing and it tasted amazing. And we got all this feedback, and she finally is about to come out with her first cookbook to do, to talk about that kind of thing, to talk about kind of the care and feeding of a monster as well as,
it sounds to me like it's a more ancestral style cookbook because she's cooking the way they used to cook hundreds of years ago and not today.
Absolutely. And we're exactly into that ancestral tradition of, I believe that is a huge key to health, man. Not only where you come from in a genetic basis or from the hundreds of years or thousands of years of your family, but the way that our food was prepared. And really, if you look at culturally, the way food was prepared all around the world, it's really not that different. It really has to do with sourcing local ingredients and being intelligent about how you eat, and just eating simple, basic things. And even the best chefs in the world, if you really listen to them talk, what do they talk about? They talk about executing the basics well. And that's exactly what we do. And that's a big key of every part of life. And it's the basics of strength, the basics of health, the basics of food, the basics of mastering your emotions, the basics of your spiritual life, the basics of money. I actually had I spent a whole week talking about this with friends because we got a new product coming out about that, about if you can't have a limitless superhuman life, if you don't master the basics of every area, if you spend every day fighting with your wife, you will not have the life you want because you won't have you won't be able to do. You won't be able to put out your workout. You won't be able to think at work. Or if you spend 90 hours a week working and don't do anything else to keep everything else, you're totally out of balance.
I want to talk about that when we come back. I want to take a break and I want to pick back up on this because this is an important topic, believe it or not. Because distractions steal life from you. And it's important to have, like you said, to master the basics. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Bud Jeffries.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See Eye Drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Bud Jeffries. As we were going into the break, Bud was talking about how you have to master the basics in life. And it's true, because if the basics throw you day in and day out, you're distracted. You can't make progress. You're running in sand. You know, Bud, we know, those of us who like to play around with strength, that fatigue and strength occur in the brain.
Right.
Well, there's this idea that we have an unlimited amount of resources when it comes to dealing with challenges in the day, and we don't. Just like if all you can get is 8 reps with 315, you can't just magically go, no, today I'm going to get, you know, 12 reps. The brain, the body, they have their limits. And the same is true with dealing with challenges on a day-in, day-out basis. If every single day the little things cause you grief, then you don't have the mental energy to pursue the important things in your life.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true, Carl. If you're fighting with your wife every minute of the day, if you're constantly stressing about this, that, or the other, your attention is divided. And it's going to be divided on a level that's not, you can't just go in the gym and say, I'm going to turn it off and now I'll ignore it. You know, a 1 in a million people is able to do that when their life is in total crisis. But the rest of us, and even then, they're not really doing it. They're doing it, but they're not truly getting to a level. Because even if you, okay, you know, everybody knows this, 80% of the gains you make are outside of the gym. You know, yeah, you get, you know, you build strength in the gym, but you recover, you grow muscle, you grow everything else during the resting periods. And let me tell you something. If your brain is screwed up, your body will never function right. If your brain is not ever resting, your body will not rest. You will short circuit your muscular gains if the rest of your life is not in balance, if it is not together. And if you're, and you know, and it's okay, it's a lot of it is simple stuff. Okay, because of what I've been able to do in the weightlifting world, I know a lot of, you know, kind of big name guys. And if you see it, if for me, it's about a 50-50 thing about whether their life is worth living or not. Okay, now are they awesome and muscular? Yes, but if you know about their personal life, you wouldn't trade that awesome and muscular for the chaos. And I'm not talking about everybody. The best guys generally are not chaotic.
Right.
They're generally pretty calm. They've mastered the basics at the other stuff. But you see, you've got this guy, we've got this idea of I'll sacrifice everything to get to my goal. Well, if you're sacrificing peace in your personal life, you're actually going away from your goal, even if you don't know it or not.
Interesting.
You're throwing away every, you know, if you're constantly, and here's the stupid thing about it, okay? You don't have to do that. That's like saying I'm just gonna, I'm gonna torture myself for no reason, and just to get, I'm gonna take the harder way to get to this goal when I can take the simpler way. And it's just by doing simple, basic things. You know what? You know what one of the biggest things to do? Start freaking being nice to each other in your relationships. Start treating each other with respect. Start treating other people with respect, and suddenly you'll be treated with respect, and there's a lot less conflict in your life.
But now, wait a minute. There are some exceptions to that rule. I'm dealing with somebody right now who's close to me.
Right.
Who has some siblings that are really just toxic individuals.
Right.
Now, and you can't, and you could treat those kind of people nice until the cows come home.
Yeah.
And they won't change. So what do you do in those cases, bud?
You know what? Sometimes you got to make the hard decision. And that is a totally different case. And that would be my one exception in further discussion of this is if you have people that under no circumstances do they treat you with the respect you deserve, and sometimes you got to knuckle up and cut them out of your life. You know, and now I realize that family situations, and everybody's got these, man, that family situations, you got, you know, you don't choose your family. And family is sometimes people that you cannot really cut loose of the, in your life, but maybe you need to minimize contact or do whatever. And you got to go into situations like that with a mindset of you will not, no matter how you treat me, create a ripple in my life. I will not allow you to create anger or problems or situations. I will simply do what I have to do to fulfill the commitments of my life, and then the rest of it is on you. The problems you create is on you. And, you know, and I've done what I can do, absolutely, to cut everybody in my life who has a truly toxic ability toward me out.
Yeah.
Now, there are obviously those situations, and sometimes in business and family, where you simply work with people that you have to work with, and this is the real world, and you can't just cut them loose, and that's all there is to it. And family, that's the same way. But some of that is on you. Some of that is on, okay, think about it like this. If you go to a gym, now I happen to train in my backyard, okay? I have all my own equipment and train in a very peaceful setting. But if I go to a commercial gym when I'm traveling or whatever, and the music ain't the way I like it, or there are people who are, you know, in the way or whatever, I can choose to let that affect me, or I can choose to block that out. And that's one of the key things of the concentration and power that you build with physical training, because physical training is not just physical training. Physical training is mental training. Every time you push the body to the limit, it is a mind training session as well as a body training session.
Mm-hmm.
You take that discipline and power and move it over to the rest of your life. And sometimes you got to go to somebody else's house that you got to go to that's toxic and say, I'm going to go in here with exactly the same situation I would go in a gym. I'm going to ignore what I have to ignore and get what I have to done, and I'm going to get my objective done. That's all there is to it.
Right. Yeah,
you know, I totally agree. But sometimes you got to do the hard thing and just cut them loose.
What's coming up in the near future for Bud Jeffries?
Well, we have a bunch of things. I got several brand new books that'll be coming out in the next couple of months.
What are the books about, Bud?
Okay, I've one that's going to be an unconventional training, and it's going to be a real look toward my whole process, and really a what's right and what's wrong with the unconventional training world. And I guess if you had to peg me into one thing, that's where I sit. Because I train in so many different areas. So I'm going to give you the real what works, what doesn't, what's important, what's not, how I actually do these things, and the philosophy to get to a truly maximum, hopefully world-class level strength, as well as a world-class level of endurance and all the things necessary to get there together, as well as, you know, a few cool tools and exercises to get along the way. That's really the gist in that book. And then we got one called Crushing Age. Now, that might surprise people. I'm 42 years old. Which is no big deal. I still consider myself a spring chicken, but, a lot of people, and the real reason I'm writing this book and finishing this book, I've actually got part of it written already, is that I see so many people come up to me and they're in their 30s or they're 30.
Yeah. And they think that's old already.
And then they already do. They say, oh, I'm so old. I'm tired. I'm falling apart. I'm like, man, let me tell you something. I'm 42 years old. With the exception of a couple of lifts, I'm the strongest I've ever been in my life. I'm 100 pounds lighter than I was. And I've hit PRs constantly for the last 3 years in my 40s. Now, why? Because I simply found some things that work and found some ways to literally approach training that makes things work right. And this is stuff you should be doing in your 20s, not just your 40s.
Right.
You know, and I just believe it's so much. And there are so many examples out there of people who are, you know, 40, 50, 60. They look like they're 20. They perform like they're 20. in every area of life. They do business like they're that way. They physically perform that way. Their relationships and love life.
It's a mental attitude. It's an attitude.
Absolutely, it is.
You can see the swagger. You could see two 65-year-old people, and one person has swagger, and the other person is shuffling. It's an attitude. It really is.
Absolutely. Oh. And attitude has so much to do with it, man. I mentioned my friend earlier, and my friend Peter is such a profound influence on my life. He's such a great guy, but Peter is one of those guys who won't even discuss age because he is so mentally focused on living in the moment that age has absolutely no existence for him. It literally is a full-time attitude in the way that he lives. And you know, this is a guy who you can't even define his age, but he's minimally 70s. And the guy runs up and down hills like there's no tomorrow. The guy's squatting 500 pounds at 190-pound body weight. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's just killing it. Why aren't we all doing that? It's because we don't think right. Yeah. We allow limitations to do that. So we got actually a product coming out with Peter as well that's going to be several videos. It's going to be 7 videos all about creating that basic balance in life and being excellent at the basics of both, you know, relationships and emotions and energetics and physical and financial and all the things in life to give you a limitless ability, to give you the ability to literally crush through whatever the limits you are. Because, man, most of us are living so limited by the way we think, we're not even scratching the surface of our potential. And so, it really is out there.
So the website is An Unconventional Life, right?
Yes, sir.
Is there two L's, unconventional?
One L.
Okay, so it's An Unconventional Life with one L.com.
Yes,
check out Bud Jeffrey's products there. Bud, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Carl, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. It's always great fun being hanging out with you on the show. Thank you so much.
And let me know when that book comes out, because I'll be interested in that one. Okay, take care.
Absolutely.
All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Perry Nicholson about the secrets to once and for all stop chasing pain. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost anymore to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, a very intelligent man, actually by the name of Jerry Katz, once told me that pain is growth provoking. And the analogy he gave me was that if you sat in a chair every single day and it hurt your back, eventually you'd start looking for a new chair. And so we're going to be talking about pain in a couple different contexts or uses of the word today with Dr. Perry Nicholson. How you doing, Dr. Perry?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, my pleasure. Welcome to the show. So you talk about this on your website quite a bit. Discuss your ideas about what we can actually learn from pain.
Well, I think you stated it first when you first came on very, very well. You know, I say all the time that pain is a request for change. I mean, that's your body trying to communicate something to you, that something in your life, be it a habit that you're doing in your life, needs to change or get better. It's communicating with you. So it's just taking the time to actually be mindful and listen to what your body is saying. Very often when we have pain, we tend to ignore it and say what everybody likes to say is that maybe it'll go away. And it very often does, because that's what the body's designed to do, which is to try to fix itself and repair itself. But sometimes it can't. And then the pain that keeps coming back is a cry for help. And in my line of work, I think that you can always do something to help yourself. And what I found over the years of being in this for 20 years, trying to help people feel better, is that once I can teach them how to move better, move more often, they can take back control of their life from pain, feel empowered, get hope back again, and feel good again.
What happens when you're like me? You know, I've always heard people say, well, I have a very high threshold to pain. And I've never understood that, because to me, having a high threshold to pain is kind of like saying, well, I have a very, very high tolerance for the ear-piercing sound of a smoke detector. I can sit in a house longer filling with smoke than you can. But what about when you're somebody like me who genuinely doesn't necessarily feel the pain that he should feel? Excuse me a second. Who doesn't feel the pain at all. And I'm saying this very sincerely. I'm not saying this like I'm some sort of... you know, while I'm so strong, I have been doing some movements in the gym that have crushed some discs in my lumbar spine that have caused radiculopathies or neuropathies in my lower legs. That's how I knew I was doing something wrong. I didn't get the classic, you know, sciatic pain where, oh, my God, I can't move. I do have some soreness, you know, but I just kind of like, oh, that's nothing. I'm just going to, that's not the pain that people get when they hurt themselves.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, see, pain is such a tricky thing. I mean, with the more research they're doing every year, especially on the brain, which is very fascinating, they're seeing that pain is 100% subjective, which means it changes for everybody. It's all perception. So, you know, one person can have a fractured arm, you know, and they're like, I don't feel anything. What are you talking about? Right? And it could be all jacked up on hormones or what they're doing. And then somebody can get a paper cut and then they're crying in the corner, sucking their thumb, calling for their mom. They're in a lot of pain. So they're seeing that pain does not correlate whatsoever at all to the amount of tissue damage that somebody has mm-hmm. in the body. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that hits people with chronic pain. Like sometimes they'll go in for studies and they're in pain and they can't find anything wrong. Like on an objective film, like an X-ray or an MRI. And they're like, I don't know why you're hurting. So there's always this pain is in the brain perspective for that. So you need to work with somebody on two different fronts. You need to work with them physically for any kind of rehab program, but also mentally, emotionally, to try to help them come back for something, because that's where they can get stuck and they have this fear of moving or getting back into life because of pain, and it can almost immobilize you.
Can pain be a learned response? And what I mean by that is, as you said, you know, it's very subjective. Can one person's experience with pain be such that maybe an event in their life where they genuinely were, you know, in a car accident and literally crushed and lived with pain for so long that the imprint of that pain somehow stays within the neurons so that when anything happens, they overreact and they fire into, from 0 to 60 in 1 second?
Yeah, absolutely. That happens all the time. Yeah, I mean, the brain holds on to this perception of threat. And you used a great word. It's imprinted. It's basically what they call mapped in your brain. And the fascinating thing that they're seeing today with the research on the brain that they haven't been able to do with technology until now is to see that you can actually change your brain. It's called neuroplasticity. How you think and how you move can begin to map a new path of how your body moves and how your brain thinks. So it's almost really just kind of thinking your way out of pain. You know, John Sarno wrote a great book about back pain that Howard Stern talked about.
I know. I remember that.
It's all about, you know, in your brain and your psychology and pain. So that's one of the things they're seeing a lot with chronic pain, that people get locked into it and they get on all this medication and the medication stops working after a period of time.
Well, in fact, don't those medications make it worse? And here's what I mean by that. So a lot of the medications that they prescribe for pain, they make the pain, quote unquote, go away. But as the medications wear off, the pain comes back 3 and 4-fold worse. Isn't that true?
It is. I mean, it's something that's very common, and people unfortunately get addicted to those types of medications as well, very, very much so. So they kind of tailspin from body damage increasing because, yeah, I mean, you need medications. You need something to take the pain away to help you feel better, and we should do that for people. But a lot of times that's a green light for someone to say, well, you know, I feel better, then I can go back to doing what I want to do. I get to go back to work or go back to working out. And then so they don't feel pain, but they push through it because it's being masked in the drug. And then they have even more damage. That's the one thing you see in sports, especially where people get hurt and then they give you these cortisone shots. Bam, like, you know, right in your knee if it hurts it. And you just keep going. You don't feel anything.
Yeah, but you're still doing damage to the knee. It's just that you don't feel it.
Correct. Yeah. So the thing that you need to combine is for people is, one, you know, medication that they need for pain, but you really have to watch the addiction, like Oxycontin, you know, hydrocodone. Those things are really, really powerful and highly addictive. And the body becomes used to that, and people get what they call breakthrough pain, where after a while the body gets used to that medication and they break through pain no matter what, and then they find themselves addicted at the same time. So that's the part that's very difficult in the pain game, is that you have to help somebody feel better, but you have to get them combined into either movement-based or rehab programs so they can become more aware of their own body. Because that's one of the reasons I think that people end up getting hurt, is we just lose our sense of our body and our environment. And when you take the medications, then you don't feel that even more. Then you just fall further and further spiraling down into that pain syndrome that you get.
Well, and I think that the discussion on neuroplasticity has to be investigated to a greater degree, because what we're learning now is, you know, we always thought that brain damage was permanent, but we're learning now that this isn't true. In fact, I don't know if you're aware of this, it's a totally different area, but an example of neuroplasticity at its best, people who suffer from amblyopia, which is a type of blindness. It's a type of visual impairment where the optic chiasm confuses information. And so they'll see things from the left on the right and so on. When they read, they have a hard time reading. They just did a study and showed that this was in one human subject followed. It was a follow up from a rat model study, that if you take a person and put them in complete darkness for 10 days, the brain rewires itself around the amblyopia.
Fascinating.
This is one of the most profound examples of neuroplasticity, where the brain goes to work and fixes a problem. But the stimulus in this way is the opposite of what you'd think it would be. The stimulus was devoid of any visual stimulation whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's fast. I mean, the brain is just unbelievable when you start to investigate that. And what they can do today with technology, with functional MRIs, you can see real time in brain scan images when people are doing movements or they're having experiments done or anything from the outside, for extrinsic to intrinsic. And that kind of reminds me of a study I'd seen once where what they did was see, they had these people put on glasses where the glasses actually inverted everything. So everything turned upside down.
Right.
And then for the first couple of days, you know, the brain was all in state of disarray. And then all of a sudden it adapted to being upside down and people could totally function perfectly throughout the day. And then they could read, they could do everything else. And then they took the glasses off. And then once again, the brain was thrown in a state of chaos, and the brain mapped. It chose a different path, and then it went back to the original way to see, not inverting.
So you can
see that the brain actually physically, you see it on MRIs where it changes and it takes a different route to get from point A to point B. And that's where movement comes into play, because you can have variety, variation, and variability. We call that, called the three V's, where you can have many different ways that you can teach somebody to move that doesn't hurt. And then they don't have that fear of pain, and the body finds a different way to function. And then you see that the pain begins to gradually decrease, if not completely go away. So it's rather than just something hurts and, you know, I'm going to sit here and just rest until it goes away. Yes, that's got to be a phase of care, especially if it's an acute trauma, but then you got to get up, you got to get moving, you got to get active.
I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that you do with people to help them change the way they move. We're talking with Dr. Perry Nicholson. Your website is stopchasingpain.com, correct?
That is correct, yes, sir.
And people can go there to learn more about you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs.
You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit Coach Rob Regis or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Don't forget, the Secret Word Contest is in full effect this Friday at Casual Friday. We will announce a winner that will receive a kilo of Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum. That's four jugs, over $200 in value. And this contest is open to our international listeners as well. When you hear the secret word, email it into onair@superhumanradio.com and you're entered to win. We're talking with Dr. Perry Nicholson. His website is stopchasingpain.com. Is that right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Okay.
Perfect.
You talk about primal movement on your website, and this is something that I'm having to learn about. So, you know, I'm 57 years old. I've got injuries that have probably changed the way I move because I'm compensating. Maybe not compensating for them any longer. Maybe I was compensating for them when they were healing, but your body just doesn't go, okay, we can start walking normally again because your pattern has already changed. So, you know, in 57 years, I've picked up a lot of things. One of which I got to tell you that I've been really thinking a lot about. We're also obsessed with abs. I have to believe that people who want to walk around with abs are really doing some maybe some harm to their lumbar spine because it's actually pulling the curve out of the lumbar spine. Am I right about that?
Yeah, you certainly can. I mean, people, you know, we're kind of still caught in this spot training, right? Like, if I want to get better abs, I'm going to train my abs. And I want to get bigger biceps and get bigger biceps. And you're finding that when you can get whole body, full body integration, especially in with the abs and the what they call the core, the central core of your body,
develops and gets much stronger when you incorporate full body movements into things. And this constant, when people train abs, they usually do a flexion pattern, right? You're sitting down and you curl up into your abs over and over and over. And then you put a lot of pressure on your lower back, on your disc, and you're trying to get bigger in the front, but you're blasting out your back. And
right.
One of the things that you see with primal movements or full body movements is that your core turns on and gets dictated by the movement that you're doing. And if you've ever gone into training and somebody's listening and you're like, okay, you've had a trainer say, I want you to, you can do a set of crunches over here, or let's get you over here and you can do bear crawls, or you can get on your hands and on your toes and just crawl across the floor like a baby or a bear, and then your abs are screaming and you're tanked, but you're using the rest of your body at the same time, how right. you were designed to move.
Right.
So, you know, when you leave the gym, you can't just use your abs to get in and out of the car or do anything. And you actually get the whole body interconnected. And plus, quite frankly, it gets really freaking boring after a period of time.
Yeah, I know.
Just doing the abs. I mean, I was a bodybuilder for many years. I mean, everybody, it's just part of human nature, right? You want to look good so you can feel good. But what happened to me is that, I mean, I looked good, but man, I felt like crap. Everything hurt and I couldn't move. And I'm like, what good was it doing me? I had maybe a nice exterior, but I had nothing under the hood when I popped the hood. And then I just incorporated these primal movements that I teach people, which is not just playing on the ground and on the floor. We start there. And the reason I start there is because that's where everybody started in the first place. No matter where you are now on your exercise spectrum or your athletic ability, you all started on the ground learning how to move. So before you can learn to walk, you had to learn to move first. So what I do is get people back to those patterns that, if we take it back to what we were talking about before, you know, it's mapped inside of your brain, but you just forgot it's there. You've taken all these other paths to accomplish movement, and you've forgotten these fundamental patterns in the beginning. So taking you back to that, one, it ignites your, it's like, I call it brain candy. You just spark neurons left and right because you're really getting every part of your body involved, and it's a safe environment down on the ground. And when you feel safe, you don't feel as much threat when you move. So automatically you feel better. And then the idea is to transition you up to primal movements on 2 feet, which is push, pull, twist, bend, squat, rotate, all those types of things. So we take you back to the beginning, and that's what primal means. Primal means fundamental. That means basic, right? And then we work you up to where we get you powerful and primal standing up. So one of the keys to rehabilitation for pain is that we regress to progress. So most exercise that anybody does or goes to for rehab works. It just depends on, is it the right one for you at that particular time? Because rehab exercise A for my patient one is great. Rehab exercise A for patient two is horrific, even though it's quote unquote good for low back pain.
Right.
The difference being is that patient one has a different back than patient two. Patient one has a different perception of pain than patient number two. And their threat assessments, their perceptions are different, and their brain maps are different. So the only way I'm going to be able to determine where I want to take you for rehab is I watch you move, because movement never lies to me. Movement tells me everything I need to know about how the individual feels about themselves.
Walking is something that I've been focusing on a lot, because I realize now that in order to walk the way our bodies were designed to walk, it almost feels like my back is hanging. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but you know, to not be round with not have my shoulders rounded forward, but to have them comfortably sitting on top of the shoulder girdle and the lats, and then to have that a little bit of a curve in the lumbar spine where I'm not exaggerating and trying to push my butt out, but my butt is kind of like my lumbar spine almost feels like it's resting on top of my pelvis instead of part of the spine, if that makes any sense. I can actually feel, and I, when I walk like that, I almost feel like, I feel like I'm walking like a caveman. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, I do. I mean, the posture of today for people is unfortunately pretty poor, and it's getting worse because of the more we get technologically advanced, the more we regress in how our bodies move and function. Because we don't have to do anything really anymore, right? I mean, like, you go anywhere, you can take an elevator up, you can take an escalator, walking anywhere, and then people sit all day long, which I hate chairs. I call chairs are killers. There's a few things that they kill. One, they kill your ass, which is your glutes, right? Because you sit on them all the time. And the glutes are incredible because that's the only reason you're able to stand up on 2 feet as a human being is by your glutes, right? And then most people have glutes that are there, but they don't function well. We call that sensory motor amnesia or glute amnesia, where they're just not functioning the way they should be. So they're basically your butt's asleep. And then they kill what's called your psoas. Your psoas is a muscle that sits in the front of your body. It goes from your spine down into your hip that gives you the ability to actually bring your leg forward.
Right.
And so that gets a problem too. So you lose the two primary structures that are supposed to support your torso and your pelvis and your body. And then the last thing I say jokingly is that it kills your soul because you just sit and you just turn into this, you know, rock. This a lack of movement is death to me. So when you stand up and walking is, in my opinion, is probably my favorite exercise for people to do. Unfortunately, we take it for granted that, you know, it's just walking. It's no big deal, right? But walking is the most complicated movement pattern on the planet. That's why only human beings can do it. So, you know, you had to earn the right to walk on 2 feet, which means when you were little, you just didn't pop out of your mom and start walking. I mean, you had to earn it by getting strength and power, learning to roll and get stability. So you had what we call a lot of mobility. You could move things really well, right? But you didn't have the ability to control that. We call that stability, which is a key to coming back from pain. So one of the things that when I do for rehab for people is that I take them back to the ground, like I was talking before, because if I teach you to get those fundamental movements better and restored, back to where they, as much as we could be for you, then you naturally inherently stand up and move more efficiently and move better. And then when you stand on 2 feet, you need all the muscles of your body to work, to be stable. So gravity is pushing down on you all the time and it's relentless. And it's the great equalizer because it doesn't matter where you're from or how good you look. It's always pushing down on you. But I can tell you the number one secret that I give people to help them improve pain anywhere in their body when they can actually get up to 2 feet for pain is to change the surfaces that you're walking on and what you're using on your feet when you do that. So, you know, changing your environment, which means walking on paths out in things besides concrete. So it's not just one surface. But I learned this great technique from a physician many years ago who said, just take your shoes off, go bare feet, and just start to walk around a little bit on some rocks. Get like a rock garden, different size rocks. You know, these smooth kind of river rock beds are really great. You can pick those up at the Home Depot and Lowe's and just bring them home and lay them down and walk around on bare feet, because the first thing you'll notice is you become much more aware of your environment. You become much more aware of your body. You actually engage your core muscles and everything, and then your feet get stronger, your back gets stronger, and it's incredible what that can do. And the first thing you're saying is, this is kind of crazy, this is nuts, but that's the point, because you're getting outside of normal rehabilitation that people do, and then you find yourself smiling and laughing, which is a big key towards getting better, to feeling good about yourself. And the next thing you know is, holy cow, this Dr. Perry's not so crazy after all. My back actually feels a little bit better. And that's what we want to do.
Are you a fan of Five Fingers?
Yeah, I love them. I wear those things all the time.
I'm wearing them right now. I wear them all the time.
I'm just not a fan of wearing shoes all the time and then going into Five Fingers and then running a marathon with them. I mean, that's where people go from, hey, barefoot stuff must be kind of cool, I'm going to go minimalist. But, you know, we go big, hard, fast, strong on everything. So we go from 0 to 100, and that's where something can go wrong. So you got to break into them easy. And I love them, man. I wear them all the time when I teach. And so I feel great. But I can tell you what, that's done so much for my social life outside of when I go out. People always ask me about my feet.
I know. They're like, hey, what do you think? What do you think of those shoes? And I'm like, I love them. I've been wearing them since 2007. So, look, I want to take a break. And when we come back, I'd like to talk about what you do when you get somebody on the floor. Is that okay?
Yep. Sounds good.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
It's day and night. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Perry Nicholson. And we're talking about chasing the pain. Really, you shouldn't chase the pain.
Yeah.
But people do. And, you know, part of it is our culture, right? No pain, no gain. But there's some pain that's not good. So, Dr. Perry, what do you do when you get somebody on the floor? I mean, do you have them crawl like a baby?
That's part of it, sure. But I also use the floor as my assessment process, actually.
Have them lay on their stomach, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, there's many different ways. I mean, any type of movement that somebody does can be an assessment in my world of musculoskeletal pain and discomfort, you know. So when I talk about stop chasing pain, just to kind of clarify on that a little bit and why I turned to look at this type of movement is that I became frustrated over my 20 years of treating where the pain was for someone, which is what we should do, of course, right? I mean, you absolutely have to treat where pain is because something's wrong, right? And then sometimes it gets better and then it goes away and everything's great. I mean, that's the way it should be. But when it doesn't go away, right, who's to say that it can't get better? So I look at it as, a quote that I use all the time that I learned from Ida Roth, who created the Rothing technique for a soft tissue. And she said, where you think it is, it ain't. And that's just the way I go into everything. So, for instance, if you come in and your elbow hurts and everybody's been treating your elbow and you're not really any better, I'm going to be like, well, maybe it's not an elbow problem. Your elbow's hurting you, but pain doesn't tell you a lot. It only tells you something's up. So I look at the rest of the body and how it communicates with your elbow. So I get to that by talking to you, listening to you, watching you move. So I get you down on the ground and I have you do different things. I may have you get into a crawling pattern and I may have you get my favorite assessment in the world is what's called a rolling pattern, which is fantastic for rehab, but it's one of the greatest exercises that I give to especially elite athletes to make them bigger, harder, faster, stronger, longer. When they do it, because they struggle at a rolling pattern. And what that is that's based in the world of what we call neurodevelopmental fundamental movement patterns, where you were a baby on your back and you weren't going anywhere until somebody picked you up, unless you learned to roll over onto your side and then roll over onto your stomach. And then you had to learn to get back over onto your back from your stomach. And it's a process that's hard to do, and you need a lot of core central stabilization.
Is it really hard to do? It sounds really easy to me. I'm thinking, what am I thinking? How am I looking at this?
It should be. It should be really easy to do. But if you think about how long it takes a baby to get there, it takes months and months for it to learn to be able to roll over and do that. And we forget that it's all about patterning. So it's not about strength on the ground, right? It's about, can you use the muscles that you need to use at a specific time to be able to roll over and turn over? And that's the thing you see a lot in the world of sports is that people look really strong, look really powerful, but they're pulling from so many different places to accomplish a movement. So elite athletes and people who work out and then people in pain are great compensators. They're great cheaters. So they make things look easy. But it's one of the first tests that I do for people because that reveals to me where you're moving from that you shouldn't be moving from. So let's say
I'm laying on the floor. I'm laying on my back, right?
Yep.
And you say, okay, Carl, roll over to your left side, onto your left side. Mm-hmm. And I would take my, I would take my right hand and I would start to move it over my thorax as I bring my right leg up, not like a clamshell, but over my left leg, and I would just roll over onto my side. I mean, so are you looking at, well, wait a minute, if you're leading with your leg, that's no good. If you're leading with your arm, that's no good.
Yeah, so when we have different ways that we do rolling. We do rolling pattern assessments, and then we do rolling pattern correctives. So something where I might just get you on the ground and say, okay, I just want you to start rolling a little bit. And I don't care how you roll. I mean, I'm like, just roll. I just want you to move, okay? That's a part of just getting down on the ground and getting your body in contact with the ground and having freaking fun again, right? I mean, part of my whole rehab program is to get you to play a little bit.
Right.
Get you to smile a little bit because we don't play anymore. Even kids don't play.
Right.
So when we do the rolling pattern one, I give restrictions on it where let's say you're on your back like that. And I'm going to say roll over to your stomach and use just using your right arm. So first of all, you have to use your head because you have to look to the left where you want to go. And then you have to turn your head that way. Then you use your arm. And then I'm going to tell you don't use your left arm and don't use your lower body at all. So all you can move from is what we call your central zone or your quote unquote core. So you should be able to rotate from the center of your body and not use your legs and arms, just the one that you're asking you to use. So if, for instance, you come over and then most people will get stuck they're like, I can't get over it. And they start cracking up. They're like, this is unbelievable. I can't believe I can't move. And then they get stuck. And then I'll say, okay, now when you get stuck, just do whatever you want to do to get over. So if you're using your right arm and then all of a sudden, in order to get over to your stomach, you have to lift your left leg up in the air. Right? So that is showing me where you have to pull from in order to be able to do that movement. You're not supposed to pull from there to do the movement. So when I see that, I know you use your left leg a lot for something when you have to do that type of movement. And that's exactly the pattern that you do when you stand up and you walk. When you use your right arm forward, your left leg comes forward.
Right.
So it shouldn't do that down on the ground, but you do it standing up. So that's the case in point where if I see somebody who's got problems in a part of their body, say my left ankle hurts, and I've been treating your, everybody's been treating your ankle, I'm going to go over and look and see how you roll. And I look and see where you push and pull from, and that's where I'm going to treat as the ankle.
Where is your practice located, Dr. Perry?
I'm in northern New Jersey, outside New York City, in Bergen County, in Waldwick, New Jersey.
Yeah, I know where that is. Interesting. So people that are in that area, they can reach you on your website. Stopchasingpain.com, right?
Yeah, that spiders out to all of my social media stuff, and easy to contact me through there and see where I teach and do workshops and all sorts of different things. Yeah.
Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, I've got some questions for you about me personally, okay, about my lumbar spine. We're talking with Dr. Perry Nicholson. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Perry Nicholson. His website is stopchasingpain.com. He's on the East Coast, so the listeners on the East Coast, you can get in touch with him there at his website. Have you ever had somebody come into your office that didn't have pain but had numbness from the knees down, feels like they're wearing socks all the time?
Yeah, you're talking to one of them. I had that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I've been through the ringer, so that's how my journey started.
I brought it about myself, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I know I've been squatting heavy for a long time, but it's not the squats that did it. When I think back of when it started to happen and when it started to get its worst, I had started to do heavy stiff leg deadlifts as part of my leg routine.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I would do a stiff leg deadlift was I would do generally 5 sets, with my last 2 heaviest sets being 395 pounds. I'd use 25-pound plates so I can get the quote-unquote good stretch at the bottom, which was pretty
stupid. Oh, sure.
Yeah. And yeah. So I would do this in a squat rack where I had the pins on the outside so I could take the bar was, you know, at my hips. I would take it. I would walk back. I would break my knees a little bit, just a little bit, you know, just so they weren't completely locked. And then I would go down and touch the ground with the bar, with the plates, and come back up. And after reviewing how the lumbar spine works, you know, the lumbar spine is curved backwards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm basically loading the spine from the top down and then bending forward, and I'm kind of crushing the discs where they face the front of my body with each one of these reps. And lo and behold, I've got, you know, and I do have some pain, but it's not the, you know, I mean, I have some pain in my calves, but the thing that beguiles me the most is this numbness. And so I'm actually going for an MRI. I don't know if it's today or tomorrow.
Okay, good.
So I can see what's really going on down there.
Is it in both legs?
Yeah, it's really mirrored images. I mean, the numbness on the numbness on the if I stand straight between my knees and my ankles on the inside where my two legs are closest together, those the shin and the calves are the most numb right in there, both legs.
Okay.
Feels like I have knee socks on, like it's all the way right up above the knees.
Okay, so it's not
heels,
hamstring up to your back. It's mostly from knees down.
Oh yeah, knees down, heels. Are really numb, you know, not the arch, but the outer portion of the foot that really numb.
Yeah.
You know, but it's scary. It's like, oh, man, like, am I going to be crippled someday now? And obviously, I need to get this taken care of. I've stopped squatting. I've stopped deadlifting. And the only thing I'm doing for legs right now is I'm walking, because I believe walking is therapeutic for the lumbar spine.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, walking is something everybody could benefit doing much more of, because, you know, it's just getting out there and moving. There's no such thing as a perfect walk. I tell people there's no such thing as perfect movement, but there's always better movement and just getting out there. And anytime you get numbness or tingling, like a loss of sensation, I mean, that's typically indicative of a nerve issue that you've got going on, especially if you've got it on the same area of both sides, you know, they call that what's called a dermatome. It's a path of that a nerve takes. And, you know, that area down below your knee is for the the nerves in your lower back, your lumbars into your, it's called your sacrum part of your pelvis. So it could be a disc herniation in there that gets to you, but sometimes it's not. I mean, that's one of the things that's most overdiagnosed today, and they're seeing with research, is just because somebody herniates a disc, which is the soft tissue structure, liquid structure in between your vertebra, doesn't mean that you're going to get pain. It doesn't correlate to pain at all. There's a lot of people, if you MRI'd people, 40% of them would have a herniation and be like, oh, thanks for the tip. I had no idea. All right, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. And some people don't have anything they can see on an x-ray and they can't move. But you can have it from your low back, definitely. And when you do a stiff-legged deadlift on there, you know, there's always a price to pay for bodybuilding-type movements, because when you bend over, especially with heavy weight like that, you should hinge more in your hips, like a deadlift type of movement, as opposed to bending at the back, because that's the repetition movement that blows out most people's back, because they bend over to tie their shoe. They bend over at the lumbar spine, which is called flexion, to pick up their kid or pick up a box, or they sneeze that way too. And then
I thought I was. I mean, I pushed my butt out. I really thought I was hinging at the hip, but I think that once I got up to like, you know, 6, 7, 8 reps, my form obviously started to suffer. And I have a feeling that that's really where the damage started to happen, because I probably was rounding out my back and I was starting to fatigue and I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing.
Sure, it could be. I mean, when you get fatigued and you're going to push the threshold, you may, you know, lose a moment of concentration. Or it's just a matter of, even if you do everything right, sometimes the body has a threshold and it can't take it anymore. And the easiest way it can communicate that way to you is it says, bam, here comes some pain, or here comes some dysfunction. And, you know, sometimes it happens distally, where the nerve gets entrapped, not from the spine itself, but from a distance. It's called peripheral neuropathy.
Where it passes through the piriformis?
Yeah, through the piriformis, and something called that piriformis syndrome. It's a deep muscle in the buttock that pinches off the nerve. But usually that happens more on one side as opposed to both. But you can also get pinched off in that area down there near, where the nerve crosses in your calf, near your, what's called your fibula, tibia and your fibula in your calf. And they can pinch off and cause pain down there too. Cause that's where the hamstring attaches. So the hamstring attaches to the fibula, which is the outside bone in the lower part of the calf. And you can have that big pull, that big tension in there. And you could easily get nerve entrapment from that region as well and cause that thing. So you should definitely make sure, if they do that in your back and they don't find anything, you should see somebody who's experienced, and particularly in soft tissue techniques like ART, active release technique, or a Grasson technique. Those are instrument kind of tools they use.
Yeah.
I would look there anyway, brother. I mean, I would look both places, because you know me, I always look more than one spot and where it hurts. Once you get it and you want to reach out to me, you let me know what they found. I'd be curious.
Yeah, I'm going to be curious too. My goal is to have a feeling, because you know, the weird thing about this is like, it's a constant reminder that something is wrong when you can't feel your lower legs the way you should. And like, if I'm wearing pants, I don't notice it. But if I'm like walking around in my skivvies, I look down, I'm like, I don't have socks on. Why do I feel like I have knee socks on right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's scary, man. I've been there. I mean, I've had debilitating, I had low back pain for a little while, but then I also had some nerve issues after that. So I know exactly what it feels like. Yeah. You know, and just getting an answer often is enough to help people get on the healing process.
Yeah.
And that's also one of the things that's frustrating with chronic pain, is that many people can't find an answer for why they're hurting. And then you have that helpless, that hopeless feeling. And then you don't think you're getting better. And then all of a sudden you're stuck in this mind map of, it's always hurt. It's going to keep hurting. Nothing's going to help. And it makes climbing out of that quicksand almost impossible.
Yeah.
You know, that's,
and
that's...
even if you do have an answer, you know, with this type of a problem, you probably are looking for 8 months to a year of recovery. I mean, these kind of nerve issues don't just heal overnight the way they happen overnight. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it takes a long time for this stuff to develop, and it's something that's not traumatic, like a fall. I mean, if you have an injury and you're just out of nowhere, you're like, why the hell is my knee or my back hurt? That's something that's been coming up for a long period of time. So it's a habit. So it took a long time to get the habit to bring that
to be a problem. It's going to take a long time to change that habit to get it better. But that's when you also need to, at that point, it's really a teamwork between your physician and your care plan and yourself, where you change your lifestyle as well. I mean, changing your nutrition can do a huge amount for helping reduce swelling and inflammation and pain and detoxing the body, and then changing your movement habits and then working with your person one-on-one. So not just sitting passively back and say, okay, do this to me so I don't hurt anymore.
Right.
You're only going to get so far with that. You have to jump in. You got to get wet, man. You got to jump into the deep end of the pool and you got to start playing. Yeah.
Dr. Perry Nicholson, thanks for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Thanks for having me on. It was a great time.
Take care. Also, want to thank Bud Jeffries. Check out his website. What is the name of his website again? Yeah, I'll tell you right now. Bud Jeffries' website is, he hung up already. I had a picture of it right here. Isn't that terrible? I forgot what he said now. Anyway. Go to his Facebook page. Look for Bud Jeffries on YouTube. Go to YouTube and look for 1,000-pound squat Bud Jeffries and look at him squatting 1,000 pounds from the dead stop out of the hole. I mean, it's amazing. And we'll have another show for you tomorrow. Thank you for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation.